So my name is Ariana. I'm 21 years old. Today is April 28th, 2024. I'm speaking with my grandmother. Her name is Susan. And we are recording in my home at 8:34 p.m. And today we're going to discuss her voyage from Naples, Italy, as she came into the United States. So, Grandma, where did you board your ship, and then where did you land in the U.S.?
I boarded my ship in Naples, Italy, and it took 11 days to come to the United States, and we landed at Battery Park on May 5th, 1958.
Okay, and how old were you?
I was 6 years old, and I had a lot of fun on that ship.
You had a lot of fun? Do you have... memories that were...
I had a lot of fun, but my mother was frightened. She was very frightened. She was sick on the voyage. The water was very rough. It took 11 days, and I was a youngster. I had a lot of fun. When you're little, you just have fun, and it's all I can remember right now as of the voyage. For me, it was a good experience.
So you said your mom was frightened. What was she frightened by?
Well, she was frightened to leave her family, her homeland, to come to a new country where she didn't speak the language. She didn't speak English. And we didn't come with my father. We waited 2 years to come to the United States because immigration was closed. So we had to wait 2 years in Italy. My father was in the United States working. And then finally they opened up the borders and we were able to get our green card. And we voyaged our trip to America.
Okay. And do you have a brother? Who else did you come with other than your mom?
Well, it was just my mother and I. And we came with a lot of people from the town I was born in. They also immigrated to the United States. So my mother did have some friends, but that still frightened her because she was still, it was just her and I, really. You know, the friends were, they were in their own cabins. My mother and I were the only ones in our cabin. So she was frightened.
And what did you said your dad was there for 2 years. Was he working? What was he doing?
My dad came here with my grandmother and her children. My father was one of nine children. And my great aunt gave them an apartment when they came to the United States. My father and grandmother, my great aunt sponsored my father and grandmother. And then my father worked. He worked in the kitchen. He worked in construction. When my mother and I came, he already had a full-time job as a bricklayer.
Okay, interesting. So he had two jobs. He was the chef and the...
Well, no. When he first came, because he didn't know anybody, he would just take any job. So it was like really just washing dishes, not as a waiter or anything. He would just work as, not a chef, he worked as a, he just cleaned dishes in the kitchen, you know. Mm-hmm. And when he made some connections with people that were in construction, then he got a job, a full-time job with, I forgot the name of the company was Samuel Gallucci, was the name of the construction worker that my father worked with.
Oh, very nice. And did you... When you were apart from him for the 2 years, how was that for you? How did you feel?
Well, I was only, I was 6 years old when I came. So the years prior to that, I was 4 and 5 years old. And I loved Italy, what I remember. I remember I was able to go from one grandparent's home to the other grandparents. And I would run. It was like a valley. It was like an open field. It was just beautiful. You know, with in the summer, we had all those yellow dandelion flowers growing all over. It was just like country, all country. And I was able to go from one house to another as young as I was. I was really little. And I would just run from one house to another. It wasn't nearby. It was, I had to pass a stream of water And but I was courageous. I did it.
And then you had your brother, right?
Well, my brother was born in the United States. My brother wasn't born in Italy. My brother was born after, I think, 2 years that we were in this country, my brother was born. My brother and I are 7 years apart. My brother doesn't speak English. My brother doesn't speak Italian that well. But I speak fluent Italian because my parents didn't really speak that much English. Okay. So I can speak very well in Italian language, you know, my heritage language.
So do you remember how that was for him since he didn't speak Italian, how that communication went between your mom and him?
Well, my brother didn't speak it, but he understood it. So when my mother and father would, whatever they told him or whatever, scolded him or conversation, he understood everything, but he refused to speak in Italian. He spoke with me, because at that time I learned to speak English. By the time he was born, he would speak with me, you know, but he understood everything that, you know, our parents would tell him. He would understand everything.
Okay. So when you came here from Battery Park, right?
Yeah.
Did you... How long, where did you live? You lived in Battery Park in Manhattan, or you moved, where'd you move to?
When we landed in Battery Park, we were picked up with my father and a great aunt and uncle, and they drove us to Corona, Queens. We came to Queens, and we shared an apartment with my grandparents. I remember sleeping in a bed, five of us. We were five in a bed. Four. So we were four in the bed. I was sleep, share a bed with my aunt, my father's sisters. Mm-hmm. And it was a small apartment. I remember my grandmother would put curtains to divide the rooms so that we would all have a little privacy. And then about 18 months later, they bought a beautiful home. In Corona, we had a beautiful, it looked like a real old, I wouldn't say colonial, but big home, beautiful garden, beautiful yard, corner house, beautiful memories living there as a child.
You have any memories over there? Do you remember?
Do I remember Corona? There? Oh, I remember everything of Corona. I grew up there. I went to school there. It was a great neighborhood. Everybody would sit on their stoops in the summer. It's not like now where people just get in their cars in their driveway and you don't get to see your neighbors as much. Or even I remember playing Patsy in the yard on my in my stoop with the bobby pins. I would play hopscotch. You know, it was so much fun. I remember going outside playing jump rope. You know, we didn't go to camp. Nobody went to camp. Everybody was out in the summer. It was just wonderful.
How many friends did your friends here speak Italian? Did you just English?
My friends all spoke English and some were Spanish. Mm. I remember having a few Spanish friends and English. No, I really didn't have any Italian friends.
Okay.
Yeah. And my neighborhood was a mix. It was Jewish, it was Spanish, and Italian. So we had, it was a lot of mix. It was really, it wasn't just Italians where I grew up.
And they were all great friends?
They were all good friends, friends.
You stayed friends with them for a long time, years?
No, because when we all got to be adults, everybody moved away and whatever, and we really didn't keep in touch. No, but maybe one person only I kept in touch with that I was able to, you know, stay friendly with all through the years.
Okay. And how long did you stay at this house for? Did you stay here? Was this your permanent home or?
I stayed in that home until I got married. I got married in 1972. Mm-hmm. And then I lived in an apartment for 2 years. And then I moved to Flushing, Queens. We bought our first home. And I moved there with my first child, and she was 2 years old when I moved, and I'm still living in that home today.
Wow. Well, thank you for letting me interview you today. And
you're welcome, my granddaughter, which I love you very much. It was a pleasure telling you a little bit of my history.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Okay, love you.
Love you. Okay.